This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Here's some new data from the Energy Information Administration. Shipments of solar panels in the United States, that's imports, exports, and panels made here and shipped here last year, hit a record high, up 10% from 2021. Last year, by the way, about 88% of U.S. solar panel shipments were imports from Asia, mostly. Point is, though, that solar panel shipments and solar capacity have both been rising pretty steadily since 2010 as the price of those panels has been dropping, which, as Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports, is a bright spot in an otherwise challenging climate change fight.
For the most part, the U.S. is not on track to reach its climate goals. Jesse Jenkins at Princeton University says to actually cut emissions in half by 2030 and reach net zero by 2050...
we need to really be smashing record deployment rates every year for the next decade and beyond for renewable energy.
Which we're not, with maybe one exception.
Solar looks on track to do that, so that's encouraging.
And it's projected to grow even more in the next couple of years than the last, Jenkins says, in large part because of the Inflation Reduction Act.
And the long-term extension of tax credits that make solar power more affordable for both households and businesses and utilities.
The law also includes major incentives for companies to manufacture solar panels and other components domestically. Right now, nearly 90% of panels come from abroad.
But that is beginning to change.
Abigail Ross Hopper is president and CEO of the Solar Energy Industries Association.
I think over the next 3 to 5 years, we're going to see even more domestic solar production. We see the announcements, we see the groundbreakings, we've even been to a few ribbon cuttings.
Even before all this new investment, the cost of solar panels had already come way down, says Daniel Cohan at Rice University in Houston.
The prices are down more than 85% over the past 12 years or so. And so that's made solar the cheapest way to add new electricity to the grid.
But Cohan says getting new solar projects connected to the grid is still a challenge.
Here in Texas, for example, we have well over 100 gigawatts worth of projects waiting their turn to be connected to the grid.
Nationally, there are almost 1,000 gigawatts waiting to be connected. To put that in context, the total amount of solar capacity added to the grid last year was just shy of 11 gigawatts. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.